carrying to carry it like that, not exactly like you would carry a pocketbook or a purse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the country, sometimes people talk about taking the amount of wood you can carry in, and they call it a, have you ever heard that expression, a hoard of wood, all the wood they could carry?
Oh boy.
You ever heard it called a turn of wood? Ever heard that expression?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people in the city would hear that. If your light wouldn't come on, you would have to put what in there?
A bulb.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Say that you have a bottle of some liquid in it, and you lose the cap or don't have the cap. What would you put in it to keep the liquid?
Stopper.
Oh, what would that usually be made of?
Some type of cork.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Used to very frequently. I think my father maybe had one of these. It was a musical instrument that children would play with, and they
bought it with that. A harmonica.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ever heard that call anything different?
I don't believe so.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard that call off? A harp?
For the harmonica?
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Never heard that one?
Not really, because the harp that I know of doesn't look like the harmonica.
What about, have you ever seen one that you put between your teeth and you hit like that? And if you're not careful, you'll knock your teeth out with it.
No.
Ever heard the expression juice harp?
No.
Never heard that one? That's probably a rural instrument too. And the thing you pound nails with is called a what?
A hammer.
Mm-hmm. And I'll next ask you some questions about horses and buggies. And again, these may be things you're not really familiar with, but I'll ask anyway. If you have a wagon, say, and you had two horses, there's a long wooden piece that would go between those two horses. You have a name for that?
Is that the axle?
You ever heard it called the tongue? The tongue. Yeah.
I don't even know what the axle is on the car.
I think that's the thing probably that connects the two tires.
Is that what it is?
But you're in the right neighborhood. You know, all down there together. And as a matter of fact, the tongue is probably connected, and the axle are probably connected there. If you have a horse pulling a buggy, you have to back him in between two wooden things. You have names for those wooden things.
The harness?
Yeah. You ever heard them called shafts?
They could be.
if you're driving, say you're your horse, you want to urge him on, you use what?
A whip.
Mm-hmm. And on a wagon wheel, the steel outside of that wagon wheel.
Spokes.
You ever heard call a rim, the steel part around there?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. Now.
I know that if you say around there, that by itself says it's not spokes. Because spokes jut out like that, don't they? Right.
When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what would you, do you have a name for the bar of wood that the traces would be fastened to?
I sure don't have the slightest idea.
Have you ever heard anybody use the term single tree or swingle tree?
Don't know what that
is. You probably never heard double tree either. those are terms that I wouldn't know anything about either.
Uh-huh.
I think that those are the back bar that the traces of the horse are fastened to when you're driving a horse.
Uh-huh.
If a man, say, has a load of wood in his wagon, and he's driving along, you say he's doing what to the wood?
He's carrying? Mm-hmm. Carrying it?
Mm-hmm. And suppose that there's a log across the road, you might say, well, I tied a rope to it and went out of the way.
I moved it.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to use a part of drag, you say,
I dragged it out of the way.
And you might say, we have quite a few of these.
We have